The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Our first guest is the chief executive of the Irish Rugby Football Union, which had the disappointment today of finding that the bid to host the 2023 Rugby World Cup has ended in failure. Philip Brown, thank you very much for joining us. I suppose you had an idea this was coming, but still, how disappointed are you today?
Well, listen, Matt, we're very disappointed. We've been working on this for 6 years. A lot of effort has been put in. The governments, North and South, and indeed the UK government, have all been fantastic. And we put a really good bit together. The reality is the evaluation report probably held us below the waterline 2 weeks ago, and we were probably struggling from there on in. But we didn't give up. We do have friends out there, but unfortunately, the disappointing thing was that Scotland and Wales didn't support us.
Why didn't they? Because there yeah. They are. You share with them the Pro 14. You're members of the Six Nations with them. You would have thought that the Scots and the Welsh, our Celtic brothers, would be the first to support us.
You would have thought, but the Scots went for the money and effectively said to us that they would vote for the bid that produces the most monies, and the Welsh, I think, probably wants to support Gareth Davies, who's their director on Rugby World Cup Limited, which produced the evaluation report. And then, disappointingly, the Italians, who also we supported hugely over the last number of years, effectively went with the French as well. So, it's a learning experience, a disappointing experience, I'd have to say. Having said that, we weren't very far away from it, actually. There was a lot of manoeuvring going on in the last couple of days. But the momentum really had been taken out of our bit, I think, 2 weeks ago with the evaluation report.
Yeah, well, clearly, if France got it, there was an awful lot of manoeuvring going on behind the scenes. So what have you learned from this? I mean, have you learned enough to do another bid in the future? Or was this perhaps the one shot from the IRFU with the support of government and the GAA?
Well, listen, it's probably too early to really make any decisions on that score. I think, you know, we were absolutely right to bid. I think the evaluation report effectively confirmed that all three bids were capable of holding a world class tournament, and Bill Beaumont said as much again today. I think probably World Rugby needs to look and be a little bit more clear as to what its vision is for the tournament, because if it's simply going to be a tournament and it's all about the money and it's all about big shiny stadia, well then unions like Ireland maybe are going to be excluded. But I don't necessarily think that the rugby public buy into that particular vision. I think we put forward a really good vision for a tournament that will really take over the island of Ireland, city centre, stadia, incredible fan atmosphere. And I think a lot of the people that we spoke to around the world over the last 9 months in our various travels bought into that vision. But I think the evaluation report probably hold us below the waterline.
Yeah, a lot of people have been making comment here in Ireland about that evaluation report, suggesting that, look, our stadia weren't good enough to actually host a Rugby World Cup, no matter how proud we might actually be of them, and that perhaps we were relying a little bit too much on this sociability that we might actually bring to the event.
Well, it would have been nice if World Rugby had told us that, because at the end of the day, they were quite happy with the stadia. They were quite happy with the plans that we had to revamp certain aspects of some of the stadia. They were quite happy that the government had actually guaranteed the funds to put those developments in place. It would have been paid for out of the ticket monies, but the government under gave a guarantee in relation to that. So the fact of the matter is, they were happy with the stadia, they were happy with the plans for the stadia, but then marked us down by 5.5 points because we hadn't commenced the works. And, you know, it's kind of a circular argument in some respects. But listen, it is what it is. It's disappointing. It's disappointing for us. It's disappointing for all those who worked on the bid. And it's disappointing for those out there who were hoping that we would have a World Cup in Ireland in 2023.
Well, it is. And there are many people who were hoping that. Is there anything you would have done differently in retrospect?
I don't think so, to be fair, Matt. We set out at the start of this process, we said we want to be able to look at ourselves in the mirror the day after the decision is taken, whether it goes with us or it goes against us, and to be able to say that, you know, we did absolutely everything we could, and I think we did. We did absolutely everything we could. We had tremendous support from the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, who was the Minister of Sport 6 years ago when we commenced this. And as Taoiseach, obviously, today, had tremendous personal support from him, support from the government, support from the Northern Ireland Executive, and support from the UK government, and we really couldn't have done much more.
Thank you very much for joining us, Philip Brown, Chief Executive of the Irish Rugby Football Union.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.